The New York Times first broke the story that the Catholic Campaign for Human Development, which gives about $8 million to 250 groups across the country, is cutting off funding for the nonprofit Compañeros, located in Durango. The nonprofit helps poor Hispanic immigrants. Danny Quinlan is a spokesman for Compañeros, which recently got a letter from the Catholic Campaign saying it was violating Catholic teachings.
We were shocked. We had no idea this was coming. It really came out of left field.
Quinlan says at issue is Compañeros' membership in the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. The coalition has partnered with another group that advocates for civil unions. Quinlan says Compañeros hasn't taken a position on civil unions.
It's not something that we are concerned with. We're concerned with giving immigrant families the resources they need to do well. We kind of felt like that decision's unfair.
Quinlan says the Catholic Campaign told Compañeros it could only keep the funding if the group dropped out of the Immigrant Rights Coalition. But Quinlan says being part of that immigrant rights group is helpful to their work.
We felt it was much more important to keep our membership and to continue working with them statewide on some of the issues that affect people locally.
The Catholic Campaign did not return calls for comment, but told the New York Times that it can't give money to groups collaborating with other groups who advocate for things that violate Catholic teachings. Since the story broke, Quinlan says Compañeros has raised $10,000 from private donors. They'll need $30,000 each year to make up for the lost funding, which amounted to half their budget. Quinlan says many of the donations have come from people who are Catholic.
A lot of people who have been making donations will write us a little email or a little message that says, I'm a Catholic and I agree with what you guys are doing and I disagree with the decision.
It's essentially guilt by association.
That's Brad Clark, the executive director of One Colorado, which advocates for civil unions. Clark says One Colorado is also helping to raise money for Compañeros, and he criticized the church.
Catholic bishops have chosen to fight against the rights of gay people, prioritizing that ahead of supporting immigrant families.
Compañeros serves about 200 families each year, and they say they hope they'll be able to continue doing that. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.